Well, it's March already, and the year is fast moving away from us. It'll be Christmas before we know it. So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how to get your marketing going, how to do it quickly, and how to make sure that you don't procrastinate or the year will run away with you. Claudia, we have a number of clients that we met with late last year, all had big dreams for what they were going to be doing in 2019, and quite a number of them really haven't even started the process. What do you think one of the greatest implications of this level of procrastination is in terms of missed opportunity?
Well, they're definitely missing quite a large chunk of their marketing for the year, and it makes it very difficult for us to keep a consistently curated and planned social presence.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, isn't it? Because you spend an enormous amount of time working with clients for us trying to get a really structured calendar in place for content built around the initiatives and objectives that they have. And then when that all gets pushed out, it becomes really difficult, A, for you to manage, but B, they really do miss an opportunity to sell their business, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. And especially if they have certain like actual deadlines or product launches or events that we need to keep on top of marketing-wise. And they are definitely missing an opportunity to promote their business and also losing ground on competitors.
Well, that's a really interesting point that they're losing ground on their competitors. But look, this isn't easy stuff. Even from a Remember Creative point of view, we have missed our own deadlines from time to time. Rob, you project manage most of the things that go through this business. And I know that even some of the priorities that we put in place last year, we've missed. What are some of the reasons for that? And what are the implications even for our business in missing those timelines?
So the implications mean that, again, just kind of what like Claudia just said, you lose ground and you lose it quickly. This world and this business is fast-paced, and you really have to keep up and keep on top of things. So that's some of the implications.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point that you raised there, Claudia, and that is losing ground. I know we had one client in particular at the beginning of 2018 who came to us in January. Rob, I know you'll remember this, and we'll talk about some things from your point of view later. But they came to us in January. They needed some video work done. It was an array of videos for a large expo that they were doing, and we really had 6 months in order to prepare that content and make it absolutely as beautiful as we could. And in the end, they came to us about 3 weeks before the event to work on the video or videos, and then we finally had to put that together at the very, very last minute. The implication of that, of course, is that A, it costs more because we have to rush it through, we have to put more resources on it. But the secondary side effect is that the quality in such a short period of time is never really as good, and that's very disappointing for clients. So from that point of view, losing ground, it's really hard to make that back up. And so if you're a business, it really should be part of your planning to try and, I guess, have these requirements for your marketing in place, planned, and then be sure that you follow through on that. Rob, anything you can think of from this point of view?
I do think I know which client you're talking about that one. They actually also, it is marketing, and it's a marketing expense when they were going to a big expo, and it's one of their biggest events on the calendar. But they actually lost, they actually didn't realize that the digital aspect of their expo was just as important as the actual physical. And they did push it to the side, even though, because we were in contact with them constantly because we work on other projects with them. But they kept on pushing it to the side, thinking, nah, she'll be right. And it actually turned out to be quite a detriment to that actual project. Reflecting on other experiences, I actually always think about us, funnily enough, and not one of our clients. We're the marketing gurus or whatever. And then I remember early on in our business life cycle, we had a non-responsive website. And, you know,
we had a non-responsive website, Robert. How could we?
It's hard to believe. I mean, this is 7 years ago or whatever. And we would tell clients, we'd be in a meeting saying it's really important, like everyone's going this direction and it's important to have a seamless experience across mobile, tablet and desktop. and we couldn't sit there and say, hey, look at our own website. It's part and parcel of, I think procrastination works in three ways often with clients, and that's in terms of marketing, and that's either they don't have any money for marketing,
yes,
they don't have any time, or they don't believe in marketing. And
in our
experience for our website, it was actually lack of time. We were young, we were small.
Yep.
We didn't actually have time because we were working on everyone else's responsive websites that we didn't actually get to do our own. It's no excuse, and we did get to we obviously updated it, and I think we're going to update it again this year again, which is great. But I think that it's not an excuse, and also when you're busy, it's the right time to be investing in these sort of things. Even though you don't have the time, you've got to make hay while the sun shines, I believe.
So obviously we canvassed quite a lot there. Procrastination is a big detrimental issue for businesses when they're trying to promote themselves. And sadly, the more they procrastinate, the worse it gets. Any final tips, guys? Claudia?
Yeah, definitely. Breaking the tasks down into smaller bite-sized chunks that seem more manageable and easier is always a good way to do it, and just keep in touch with us and communicate about what stage you're at and if we can help in any way.
Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I think the lack of time is important, but then again, also lack of money we hear often enough. And I would say just talk to us about your budgets. We can either discuss a way over time of how to make it workable, or other arrangements can be made, always.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very true. And I think both of those points are really valid. And it's interesting because next month we're actually talking about another issue that really holds projects back. But often people want to have all the money in the bank before they start, and they want to have all of the concept resolved. And the reality is that these projects do take time, and so you really do just have to get started. So from that point of view, if you're listening to this, it is March. If you are still thinking about things that you were thinking about in December and you want to promote your business, we are here to help. Get in touch. We can try and make things happen as quickly as we can. And remember, the end of the financial year is coming up, so you can potentially get some tax deductibility if you get stuff done before June 30. Thank you very much, guys. It has been great having you. And we'll catch you next time.